Hello and welcome back to Actionable Books Audio. Today we're discussing the book Traction, written by Gino Wickman. Quote, as Henry Ford said, thinking is the hardest work there is, which is probably the reason so few engage in it. Comes from Traction, page 215. Note that while Traction is written for the more classic entrepreneur, the lessons and insights called from the book and discussed below are equally applicable to all business leaders, regardless of organizational structure, size, or age. You're always working in your business, but how often are you working on it? Written as a guidebook for entrepreneurial leaders of small to mid-sized businesses, Traction offers the plan, tools, and success stories to help you disengage from the day-to-day of your business to take a bird's-eye view. While what you see from up there may not be pretty, the Entrepreneur's Operating System, or EOS, as author Gino Wickman refers to it, offers a clean, simple approach to tidying up your business practices and making your operation more profitable. Gino's system is built around the importance of working on your business, taking regular timeouts from the day-to-day to clarify and prioritize objectives, review systems, and identify issues. Time set aside to think. Nothing in Gino's system is particularly earth-shattering, as he himself admits, but then again, we often need to be reminded more often than taught, as Patrick Lencioni has said. EOS appears to be an effective, complete way to think about small business, and I'm personally eager to put some of the concepts into play. The golden egg for this week's article, less is more. Quote, simplify, simplify. Henry David Thoreau. Quote, one simplify would have sufficed. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Comes from Traction, page 20. As business leaders, it's easy to overcomplicate things, to overcommit. We want to launch the new product, hire the new person, implement the new system. Today. We want to build in contingencies for everything, and particularly if we're the visionary in the company, we want to share all our ideas, all at once. We want to do it all now, right now. Welcome to the classic enthusiasm trap of the entrepreneurial leader. Trying to operate at 120% capacity at all times leads to staff frustration, communication breakdown, and personal burnout. Wickman, through his work with over 100 clients in 800 sessions, has proven that when it comes to moving your business forward, less truly is more. Gem number one for this week's article, can I have your number? Quote, the ability to create accountability and discipline and then execute is the area of greatest weakness in most organizations. Comes from Traction, page 165. One of the reasons Wickman pushes for simplification and clarity is that they reduce any chance of ambiguity, of people shirking responsibility under the justifiable, I didn't know it was that important, excuse. Simplification, by definition, reduces the number of priorities, clarifying for everyone in the organization the most important deliverables for which they are responsible. Wickman suggests taking one step forward, giving everyone a number as part of their job description. 10 sales calls a week, 98% uptime on the line, 8 out of 10 customer satisfaction, etc. When you give people and yourself numbers, you make it infinitely easier to determine if the job is being done to a satisfactory level. You make it easier to identify challenges, unrealistic expectations, and capacity shortages. You can, in black and white, see how well you're tracking to your goals. And perhaps most importantly, you're prioritizing the activities of a role or project. Depending on your role, you may have 1 to 3 numbers, but watch for anything higher than that. As a whole organization or unit, you really shouldn't be tracking more than 10 to 15 total. So, what are the most important numbers for your organization, your department, or your role? Who owns them, and how are you tracking them? Having a regular check-in period, weekly, monthly, quarterly, is as important for accountability as having the numbers in the first place. Gem number two, too much of a good thing. Quote, more is lost by indecision than by wrong decisions. Comes from Traction, page 132. The focus of Traction is taking time out to think about your business, to plan and prioritize, so that the whole team is on the same page and moving in the right direction. It's about stepping back from the day-to-day. And yet, as Wickman is quick to point out, planning is not the same as procrastinating. Once you have a clear set of objectives and a shared vision, take action. Try something. While it's extremely unlikely that taking a single wrong action will sink your company, not taking any action almost surely will. Block out time in your schedule for planning and reflection, and protect that time ferociously. Then use the rest of your days to move the ball. Try things. Experiment and track, revise and try again, and above all else, have fun along the way. Wickman includes a short story at the end of Traction about the Road to Hana. The Road to Hana is a tourist attraction in Maui, an attraction that consists of a long, winding road shouldered by breathtaking views of all that Hawaii has to offer. Then the road ends in a small, nondescript town, Hana. The expression, "it's about the journey, not the destination," was seemingly created to explain the road to Hana and the road to entrepreneurial greatness. Enjoy the ride. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor. We were discussing the book Traction, written by Gino Wickman. We hope you enjoyed it.